Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 17th of November. I've caught back up with Nick Bryant from PCG Entertainment. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Doc.
So we spoke a couple of months ago. We've had a news release today. Do you want to tell us what you've been doing in the last 2 months and a bit about the kind of relevance of today's news?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, as you know, as we discussed last time, we've made this acquisition in August, but effectively we took over this company in June. And so the first little bit of revenue showed on our interim results, and that's what you reported on last time. But I thought it was important to have another announcement after a couple more months, just to show that that wasn't a flash in the pan. So what we've been doing really is just getting to know the business, getting to know the people, getting to know the infrastructure, the suppliers, the distributors, the agents, and bringing it properly in-house. In the meantime, I'm really pleased to say it has been delivering, and the figures that we published today demonstrate that it's doing pretty well.
So we're validating the belief that perhaps you guys from within the company already held. We can now see it in black and white on paper. You know, I noticed from the RNS that you're going to update the market again after Christmas in January. You know, can you give us an idea of what you'll be doing between now and then, and perhaps where you kind of think you'll be as a business, you know, in the short term, medium, and even looking ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we think there's enormous potential with CBDC. It's a volume business. We take a small margin on all the transactions through the software sales. So we need to increase the number of suppliers, so we have a much broader range of products. We need to increase the number of agents, so we have a bigger distribution network. And we need to look at new territories. So even within China, there's big opportunities. The business tends to be concentrated along the east and the south coasts of China, because that's where many of the big population centers are. We see opportunities to spread further afield up into the north and out to the west into other provinces. So that's really our strategy for CBDC, just to keep on doing what we're doing, but just do more of it, frankly. We're also still working very hard on our media distribution business in China, trying to crack the television distribution business, really. And we have one project that we're still working on. I was hoping we'd be able to announce something, but we can't just yet. But, you know, when I tell you that the TV channels that we're talking to broadcast to 800 million people, it is an enormous opportunity, and a lot of production companies and a lot of program distributors are trying to crack the Chinese market at the moment as well. And then we have our interests down in the south. Again, we still have this hiatus with the lottery business, but we're working on it, and we'll be ready when the regulators finally outline the new frameworks for all the different operators. We'll be ready to take advantage of that. And I think that with the poker tournaments, you know, the distribution network we're building with CBDC is going to be very useful for us to distribute those products too. So that's what we'll be doing in the next 3 to 6 months. I don't want to anticipate or conjecture about what results we're going to be able to announce in January. I believe they're going to be good, but I think people would rather hear what they are after the event than me speculating about what they might be now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a lot of, you know, actions do speak louder than words. So, you know, appreciate that. I actually think that when you look at the environment that we're in right now, you know, the fact that you've got a revenue making business with, I mean, I think you put in the RNS the market's size that you target, something like, you know, billions and billions of different individuals and billions of pounds. You know, so there's no doubt that that's there. But I think it's important for people to see the kind of colour of money at times, and clearly that's where you are. You know, was it $400,000?
A little over 400,000 operating profit, and gross profits of about 1.7 million. So it's been a good, you know, it's been a good 3 months for us. But you know, I think their strategy, generally speaking, in terms of speaking to the market, is to keep our heads down. There's been a lot of negative sentiment about China. You know, there's been a lot of stuff in the press about the markets crashing and so forth, and about the slowdown in the growth. You know, we're taking all that into account. There's an awful lot of noise out there, and it's very difficult to be heard above it. So you know, as you said, our strategy is to you know, achieve this these numbers and then tell people about them afterwards. And that's what we're going to do in January.
Excellent. Well, I guess it's not too long to wait. We could perhaps chat again in the new year and see where you're up to. Okay. But it's been a good update, and I appreciate you coming back on and giving us an update on the recent news.
My pleasure, Doc. Nice to speak to you.
Okay, take care, mate. Thanks.
All right.